أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we're focusing on حروف المقطعات area, which are the 29 chapters beginning with a unique letter combination. And in particular, we've been focusing on Hawameem place. Now, those are the seven chapters or surah beginning with Hawameem. And the Prophet said, I have been given Hawameem as a gift. Today, we're going to look at Suratul Jathiyah. Jathiyah is surah number 45, and it means the kneeling. And this is the sixth chapter of the group of Hawameem. And remember, they were revealed in sequence and they are also put in order, as in the order of the Quran, they are in sequence as well. So both revealed and order are the same. Surah takes its name from verse 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every single nation, every single community will come on the day of judgment on their knees. In other words, will be humbled. So known as Al-Sharia, because it is the only chapter in the Quran that uses the word Sharia, which denotes Islamic law today. And however, here, Sharia also incorporates the moral code and spiritual guidance. Let's look at the focus of the surah and its reflection on the signs of Allah, the attitude of the defiant deniers of divine guidance, and we see the way, an insight into the way they think, and the inevitability of accountability. The benefits of recitation are protection of the newborn from calamities, safety from slander and backbiting, and the reciter will not see Jahannam, or will understand why. So we've divided the surah into five sections, and it starts off about the creative author of the Quran. So it's talking about Allah with an order to reflect on creation, because he starts off with Hamim, as all these chapters start off with. Tanzilul Kitabi min Allahi Azizil Hakim. This is a revelation of the book from Allah, who is the mighty and the wise. And then there is a directive to reflect on the heavens and the earth, because he says, Inna fis samawati wal ardi li ayati lil mu'minin. More surely in the heavens and the earth there are signs for the believers. Continuing to say, Wa fi khalqikum, and in your own creation, Wa ma yabuthu min dabbatin ayatun li qawmi yu'minun. And in what he spreads in the world of animals, there are signs for a people who are certain. In the variation of the night and the day, sustenance, that means rain from the clouds, which gives life to the earth, in the changing of the winds. So it's all about reflection of the author of the Quran. It transitions into the attitude of the deniers of divine guidance, and this is ayah 7 to 11. We find that they keep on lying. Allah says about them, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ. Woe to every liar who continually lies. So they're rumor mongers, they spread scandal, they turn away out of arrogance when they hear the Quran being recited, and they mock the Quran. The third section goes back into reflection, and that's ayah 12 and 13, which look at ships in the sea. And Allah says everything in the heavens and the earth are subdued for the human being. In the fourth section, there are instructions to those who believe towards those who deny divinity and accountability. And the first thing Allah says is that forgive them right now. Forgive those who don't fear the day of judgment, because they will be recompensed by their deeds. And then he says, Man amila salihan falinafsahu. Whoever does good, it is for his own soul. Wa man asa'a fa'alayha. Whoever does evil, it is against himself. Thumma ila rabbikum turji'un. And then towards your Rabb, you will be sent back. And Allah says they only differed after the knowledge came to them, and that was out of envy. And then there is an order to follow the Sharia. He says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَى شَرِيعَةٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So we have then made you this path that leads you to Allah, the Sharia that leads you there. So he asks us to follow it. He asks those who believe to follow it. And he says, don't follow the whims of those who don't know. And as I mentioned before, Sharia is not just limited to law in the Quran. Law is wajib, haram, mustahab, makruh, and mubah. It is also the spiritual and the moral code. And then section 5, which is the inevitability of the day of resurrection. And this is ayah 25 to 37. So Allah is talking about those who don't believe in resurrection. You know what? They demand that their forefathers be brought back. They're audacious demands. Then this is where Jathia comes in. He says in ayah 28, وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. And you will see every nation which is brought down on its knees. In other words, they will be humbled. كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. Every nation, every community will be brought to its book. And then he says, الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And today you'll be recompensed for what you did. And so he says that there's a just recompense for good and evil. And those who did evil, watch what they mocked will surround them. And what they mocked was divine guidance. The worldly life deluded them. This is in ayah 35. And Allah says, you will not be able to relax. Their exhaustion will not be removed. Finally, the surah ends by saying, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Therefore, praise and gratitude is only for Allah. رَبِّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. The Rabb of the heavens and the earth. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Rabb of the worlds. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ. And to Him belongs greatness. فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. In the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is the mighty and the wise. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a tawfiq to constantly praise and be in gratitude of Him, and to only be able to say Allahu Akbar, give greatness only to Allah. So when we say Allahu Akbar, we're actually following this ayah where we're saying that Allah is greater than anything or anyone. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.